Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
My next-door neighbor, Joanne, was a crazy woman. Screaming seemed to be her hobby, or so we thought, until we figured out why the woman was always raising her voice in noisome shrieks. The first time we heard her scream, every human in the area ran to her house, and people called the emergency number thinking there was a problem. But it wasn't. When we arrived, she was sitting in her room, sobbing profusely. We proceeded to ask what the problem was, and figured out that someone had cut her hair. That was according to her, but it was pretty plain that she cut it herself. The scissors and hair strings were enough evidence to me. Everyone was pissed, and when the police arrived, they reprimanded us for making a false call, and the woman for being like the boy who cried wolf. She apologized to everyone and promised to be careful in the future. Only she wasn't careful, because 3 days later, she was screaming, and the neighbors were running to her rescue again. The second time was a different story. The woman said she had gone to the mall and left her car behind in the house. She spent a longer time than usual, and when she got back home, she was greeted by a dead cat. The cat indeed looked bizarre, and the scene felt awkward enough for the woman to be suspected of the murder of her cat. But her demeanor told another story, and it instigated anger in me to think that the neighbors let it slide because of her devastating disposition. When I watched her that day, her tears reminded me of crocodiles and the ingenuity of the liquid that flowed from their eyes. I wanted the neighbors to reach the obvious conclusion, but they didn't. Hence, I marked it in my head. Crazy woman kills a cat to draw the attention of the neighborhood. The sentence made a good headline for a newspaper, but no one was willing to reach that conclusion, and I didn't have a journalist friend. Of course, we all thought that that would be the end of the shrills. But only 2 weeks later, my next-door neighbor raised her voice like the bell of a Catholic church calling people for Mass. I was too tired, but if someone was going to her house, I had to go again. In a few minutes, we gathered. It was freaking 2 a.m. Joanne got home drunk and collapsed on her couch in the sitting room before she could make it to her room. She jolted awake some minutes close to 2 a.m. and started to find her way to her room, except after some steps, her legs got in contact with a mass. She toppled over and tried to recover from the fall. She switched on the flashlight on her phone because the room was dark, eager to see what got in her way of transition. It was a dead cat, killed the same way hers was, lying lifeless in the middle of her living room. Yes, she couldn't stop herself. She screamed with every yoke of strength left in her, and we all came running as usual. But we no longer called the cops. One of the people who came over recognized the cat as hers. The cat's owner's scream at the identification of her pet was much louder than Joanne's. I was so grateful Joanne, and not the cat owner, was the regular noisemaker. After petting and calming the cat owner and my crazy neighbor, the crowd dispersed, and my imaginary headline got longer. Crazy woman kills cat to get the attention of her neighbors. a captivating story that no one was yet to capture, and the world was robbed of. I can't say we weren't expecting the next scream. Somehow, we had grown accustomed to the unreasonable diffusion of peace. But humans remain curious. Even though the strides with which we went to her house had turned from running to walking, the neighbors still gathered when she shouted. Strangely, that was the first time that the scream seemed reasonable to me. My next-door neighbor was complete, except for her missing pinky finger. She looked terrible as she cried in pain, and one of the neighbors called an ambulance for the first time after the first screaming scenario. Everyone craved the story of how her pinky went missing, but I could put the parts together without listening. The perpetrator, which must have been Joanne herself, injected the pinky with some anesthetics and cut off the finger for God knows what. The story was getting crazier and creepier. The last time she screamed, the familiar voice was loud enough for the entire world to hear. The strange thing was that the scream died out like a radio that ran low on battery. I was the first to arrive at her house to see the absurd image of Joanne stabbed painfully in her heart. It sounded a little weird, but my headline grew even longer. Crazy woman kills cat, rips off her pinky, and finally kills herself to draw the attention of her neighbors. No matter what anyone said, I could not bring myself to believe that Joanne didn't bring her death upon herself with her hands. I expected everyone to be pissed off and annoyed with Joanne, even if all we had left was her corpse. But they were crying. I wanted to scream at them, shout at them for allowing a crazy woman to control us for so long. I wanted them to see her for who she was, someone who was bored and needed the attention of all. But they remained sad and mourned as one of them dialed the emergency number, and Joanne's house was marked as a crime scene. I left and went back to my room during the tearful chaos. The police had promised to investigate the matter, but I wondered what they wanted to investigate. It was obvious, wasn't it? Joanne was a screamer. The one to whom all the tragedies happened, except they didn't happen to her. She brought it upon herself. She made me go so far as to get rid of her. The next door apartment used to belong to my crush, and when he traveled out, he promised to be back. I was there to protect the place from being occupied, but Joanne wasn't ready to leave. Her hair, the dead cats, her pinky finger. I tampered with those things to leave her a warning, to scare her and make her evacuate, but she just didn't leave. She thought she would be safe with good neighbors around. So, I had to go through the hard way, and it seemed perfect because no dead person would be able to occupy the house. No one would suspect me either because it was neatly done. The police were bound to close the case as a suicide. Her motive and suicide note was the fear she exuded always. Indeed, 2 days later, my imagined headline, "Crazy Woman Kills Cat, Rips off her pinky, and finally kills herself to draw the attention of her neighbors," was in the newspapers, and the case was ruled a suicide. The headline in the morning news caught my attention, strengthening my conviction that people like to murder for no reason. Sometimes it was just to relish the last-minute screams of the victim, or to see if slicing a person's throat was exactly the way it seemed in movies. Other times, it was because the murderer was either a psychopath or a sadist. The narrated story was sad and disheartening, but only a reflection of the world's evil. The story was about a woman, Priska. She placed an ad for her services as a hairdresser on Craigslist. A man invited her for the services, and she realized the venue wasn't so far. It was somewhere down the road on her street. She didn't have any doubts, since the place was close to her and she was used to doing home services. She went on her search for a means of survival as usual. She arrived and got to work on her client. But her client, Marius, had other plans. He allowed her to finish working on his hair, and when he was supposed to pay her, he asked if she took sex in return for her services. "Son of a bitch," I seethed as I read the story. Priska was very pissed, and she told him to pay her money, but Marius didn't agree. He was hell-bent on having sex with her. He molested her, stripped her naked, and raped her right there in his house. He also filmed the scene. Priska's screams were to no avail because he strangled her while he fucked her hard and until she fainted. When he was done with her, he slashed her throat and dumped her body. Marius' neighbor, who stayed out late, caught a glimpse of the occasion and reported it to the police officers. Though Priska lost her life, Marius was arrested and sent to prison. I was glad that Marius was caught, but my heart swelled with pity for the lady who was a victim of such an evil circumstance. The whole tragedy brought to my remembrance a situation I faced about 2 years before. At the time, I used to upload ads as a nanny on Craigslist. I received the call as normally as I received every other call. By the time I was done with the conversation, I knew the phone call came from a user of Craigslist. My ad about being a nanny was getting quicker responses. I was grateful for the platform's ease and how quickly I got jobs. I could sustain myself with the income as I tried to search for a new job at an office. I was a lover of office jobs. I got ready in a rush and dashed out of the house to the woman's place. She needed me in less than an hour to tend to her children for 3 hours. I was fine with the timing. I boarded the bus to her side of town. I alighted from the bus moments later and followed the address the woman gave me. I started to have doubts when I got to the junction and met a man instead of a woman. I would have gone back, but he had two actual children with him, and that made me relax. Perhaps the mother of the children had to go, and their father stayed behind for my arrival. But one of the children was black, and the other man was white. "Their mother is black," he said as he noticed my eyes lingering on the black child for too long.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
"I'm Tim Dallas," he said, and extended his hand for a shake. "My wife Carrie had to leave earlier, and I told her I would wait for you." I managed to smile and nodded as I shook his hand. He introduced the kids to me and led me to the house. We walked down a couple of roads and arrived at the last house on the street. He led me in, and in the house there were 3 more children. That made 5 children in total, and the children all had an emptiness in their eyes. I would have questioned how they looked and how quiet they all were, but Tim was busy running details on all I needed to know because he was leaving the house soon. He told me the children wouldn't be too much trouble for me because they would soon sleep, but he needed someone around to ensure that they didn't leave the house and get lost. He told me all I needed to know and how to take care of the kids. He asked me what to cook and showed me around the house in the room where the children slept. He agreed to pay me once he got back. I nodded, and a few minutes later, Tim Dallas was gone, and I was left with the children. The children were not friendly. They were the black identical twins, boys, who seemed to be about 6 years old, a girl who appeared to be 8, a young boy of 3 years, and another girl who seemed to be 6. The girl was the one that gave me the most concern. None of them spoke to me, not when I tried to speak to them, and not even when I gave them food. In less than 30 minutes, the children indeed started to doze off, and I carried them off to their rooms. Only one person didn't sleep, the 6-year-old girl. She didn't eat her food either. When she saw that all her siblings had slept, she came to me.
"The food has sleeping pills," she said, and I was shocked.
Did the parents of the kids drug their children to sleep? The kids were harmless enough.
"I've been here since I was 4.
The admission caught me off guard. If she had been there since she was 4,
Did that mean she wasn't Tim's child? I brought her closer to me and asked questions to figure out the problem. Tim Dallas was no father to the children. Neither did he have a black wife. He was a kidnapper, and he dealt in human trafficking. Tim kidnapped kids and sold them off for money to people who needed maids or servants. I didn't think there was such evil during this time of civilization. I didn't wait for Tim to be back. I called the police station and reported the situation. When the policemen came, they rescued the children and told me about Tim. What the little girl said was not all they knew. Tim had been on the wanted list for a long time, about 7 years. He was well known across the crime sector. He kidnapped kids, sold them, and invested the money in drugs. Worse still, he hired a nanny every once in a while and kept the kids with her while he scouted for other children. When he eventually came back, he killed the nannies and buried them in his compound to keep his secret safe. The girl hadn't saved herself. She saved me. I closed this chapter ever since and made sure to find an office job. As soon as I woke up, I felt so helpless and alone. I was soaked in fright. I looked around myself and realized that it was still midnight. I could hear the sound of my breathing echoing in the silence of the night. I stepped out of the bed and groped in the dark till I got to my window. As soon as I got there, I shifted the curtains aside carefully without causing any alarm. I peeped through my window, but there was nothing. No one. The streets were empty, silent, and peaceful. But my sleep was not. I tiptoed back to my bed and sat on it. Images from the dream I had just had flashed through my mind. The nightmare was so real. To me, it was more than a dream. As soon as I opened my eyes, I could almost swear that I saw two scary and angry eyes staring back at me. I closed my eyes and opened them again, but the image was gone. "Nathan, it was only a dream," I said to myself, casting the fear that gripped me tightly. I pushed the thoughts in my head aside, and gradually I felt relieved. I laid in bed and went back to sleep. The next morning, I woke up without thinking about what had happened to me the previous night. The day was bright and cheerful, and so was I. I rushed into the shower, took a quick warm bath, brushed my teeth, and hurried to the wardrobe to bring the outfit I had planned on putting on to work that very day. I searched for it, but it wasn't there. Instead, I found the outfit laying on my bed in solitude. There was nothing on my bed about 10 minutes ago. What was the outfit doing there? I asked myself. Without giving much thought to what had just happened, I got dressed and rushed to work. That day, after work, there was a brief meeting amongst the employees. The meeting lingered and lasted more than I had thought it would, but it was still okay. As soon as I got into the parking lot, my eyes caught an image running away from my car without looking back. "Hey! Who are you?" I screamed out, but there was no response. It's probably one of the security guards, I thought. I got into my car and headed straight for home. As soon as I parked the car in the garage, I could literally hear footsteps behind me. I turned around multiple times to see who it was, but I found no one. I was becoming more frightened and paranoid. I picked up my cell phone and attempted to call the cops, but I stopped myself. I wouldn't even know what to say if I had called them. I ran into my house and shut the doors immediately. Then I took off all my clothes and walked into the shower. It had been a long day. I needed a cold shower to calm and sharpen my nerves. As I turned off the running water, I heard the chattering sound of metallic utensils clashing on the ground. I rushed out of the bathroom and tried to put my clothes back on, but they were gone. I left them on the floor of my bedroom moments ago. Suddenly, for a few seconds, it became very difficult for me to breathe. What is wrong? Is this house haunted? Is someone stalking me? Am I in some sort of danger? Those were the questions that were running through my head. I took a baseball bat from my closet, wrapped a towel around my waist, and headed downstairs to see what was going on. I went straight into the kitchen, but there was no one there. Neither were the utensils on the floor. But one of the knives in my knife stack was missing, Instantly, I checked the doors, but they were still locked. Maybe it's all in my head. Maybe it was time to see a therapist. I went back into my bedroom, and the missing clothes were lying on the floor where I initially left them before going into the shower. It was probably my eyes, I concluded. For some reason, I was no longer hungry. I just lay in bed, quietly. I thought of all that had happened in my life in the past few years, about all I had achieved and lost. I was only 25 years old, but I had already gone far in life. I smiled lightly and thanked the universe for setting my feet on the right path. But I was alone and lonely. I thought about Grace. I remembered every single detail about her. We went to the college together, but had to end our relationship because Grace changed. She was quite adamant about moving to LA to follow her dreams of becoming the next big star. I never said this to her face, but I didn't think she had it in her. Plus, I knew long distance wasn't going to work. As soon as I closed my eyes, I felt a presence outside my window. A shadow fell into my room. I looked at the shadow closely and discovered that it was that of a person. The person was holding an object that looked like a knife in his hands. Slowly, I reached out for my cell phone and dialed 911 on it. It was about time I called them. "Hello. There's a trespasser in my house. He's carrying a deadly weapon too," I whispered. I gave them my address and ended the call. The shadow was getting closer and closer as I began to shake uncontrollably. I did not know what to feel or how to act. No one had ever prepared me for a moment like this before. As the image got closer, I heard a thud on the floor. My windows shattered, and the person jumped in through it. "Grace!" I called out in shock. She was enraged. She had a knife in her hand, too. "Don't you call my name, you bastard!" she cursed out. "Are you okay? What's wrong?" I asked as I moved away from the bed slowly. "You think you can use me, dump me, and go about living the life of your dreams while I'm stuck here left with nothing? This is impossible. I found you. Craigslist came in very handy. You can hide, but you will certainly be found." Her eyes were wild, and that was not the way I had remembered her. That was not the way she looked into my eyes. Just as she was about to rush towards me with the knife in her hand, I began to hear the sound of the sirens. The cops were already here. She jumped through the window and tried her best to escape, but it was already too late. They cuffed her hands and dragged her into the van. There wasn't much I could do because I was still in shock. My eyes followed her in the van as the cops drove away. I wasn't mad after all, I realized. And I didn't need that therapist, I thought to myself. Maybe all I needed was a new girl.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
A better girl who would have some brains and would always be there by my side.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.